This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lindell Report. We've got, getting ready. I got some big news here. I'm not dressed in a suit. I'm going to get on a plane and head to LA, and I'll be going on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I wanted, Brandon, do we have that clip? I think we got to do a little background on this.
Yes, we do, Mike.
Let's play it.
I like your jacket, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Ready to go.
All right, here we go.
I hope Jimmy Kimmel's watching right now on our one-year anniversary. Remember, a year ago, Jimmy watched 17 or 19 hours, he said, of our show. He absolutely loved it. He was one of our biggest fans.
No, well, hold on. Not was, is, but go on.
I will pay for it, Jimmy Kimmel. Go get yourself an independent cyber expert. And you go click on that little Dominion Expose. It's what's inside the machines. And you have your guy, check that out. And Jimmy, I will pay for your cyber guy. I will come back on your show. I will come back on your show. And you can sit there and you can go, Mike, you were right.
Sounds like he's got it all planned out for us.
Kelly went and got us something for old Jimmy, and cyber guy. Here we have. There you go, Jimmy.
Oh.
There you go.
Mike Lindell, for whatever reason, seems to be as fixated on me as I am on him. Because I think no one else is paying attention to him. He can't even get on Fox News anymore. And so this is just like the last week. He spends a lot of time trying to get my attention.
He's quit watching Fox because he loves this show.
Yeah.
This is his favorite show. Jimmy watches our show every night.
Oh, he's a big fan. He's a big fan.
I'd like to go back on old Jimmy Kimmel. If you've been really watching Frank's speech, Jimmy, the evidence is right there. I told him I'd pay for a real cyber guy to look at the evidence, and I'll come on his show, and Jimmy will say, Mike, we're sorry we ever doubted this. I will pay for it, Jimmy Kimmel. And you could go, Mike, you were right. Come on, Jimmy. Let's be a hero, Jimmy, to our country. Look at that.
There you go, Jimmy.
Look at all them. Look at that, Jimmy.
The ball's in your court, Jimmy.
Well... Okay, so that's weird, but how do I explain this? Here's the thing. I have a soft spot for Mike Lindell, and I'd love to have him on the show. I can't, though, because he's not vaccinated. He's an anti-vaxxer. We have a policy here. You're not vaccinated. You can't come in our building. But, Mike, here's what I will offer, okay? You can come to L.A. You can even park in our parking lot if you want. There's a Dave & Buster's across the street, okay? And inside that Dave & Buster's is a claw machine. We will put you in this claw machine, and I will interview safely from there. I know you're very focused on machines, and that way you can get your message out, maybe even take home a stuffed monkey. Wouldn't that be fun, Guillermo?
That's a great idea.
Thank you. Do we have a deal? I mean, if you really care about democracy, you will get in that plexiglass box and save this country, because you said it yourself, we're headed in a direction where everything is upside down. So now, once again, he's looking to me for publicity.
Oh, it's you, Jimmy Kimmel. There's another thought from the past. Jimmy, I haven't heard from you. It's not funny anymore, right, when all this stuff is getting revealed? How about we get together, Jimmy, to say how old Mike was right? Wouldn't that be fun? I know you want, you know, you're afraid because I'm not vaccinated. I'll go sit in that crane game across the street, Jimmy, like you made a joke out of.
Okay, so just a little bit of backstory. When he says the crane game across the street, he's talking about the claw machine at Dave & Buster's. I told him that I would be happy to have him on the show if he did his interview from inside that claw machine. Like this. So that's an artist's rendering of what the interview might look like. So, and listen, I don't care if you're vaccinated. You'll be sealed up in a little stuffed animal zoo. You'll be fine. Come to L.A., get in the claw machine, and we'll talk. I don't know how many times I have to say it. The guy can't take yes for an answer.
I'm saying, yes, Jimmy, I will come. Remember, Jimmy, you wouldn't give me your cell phone number. I give you mine. Call me up, Jimmy. call me up and tell me what time you want. I'll be there. I'll clear my schedule. Jimmy Kimmel invited me this Tuesday. I am going to be in the claw game, everybody. But you know what? It might be embarrassing. Everyone's going, Mike, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't care. I want to be able to keep getting the word out, everybody. And you know what? What is Jim, you know, old Jimmy Kimmel, right, Brandon?
Right.
He's done what he's done, everybody, even though he attacks and mocks, whatever, he puts you right up there, the Lindell Report, the Lindell TV, right?
He doesn't
try and hide the hide that part. At least he attacks in good faith, right?
Right. He promotes, I mean, Lindell TV.
You know, he lets us get the word out. It's his favorite show, or it used to be. He used to watch it hours on end, Jimmy said. When he made a promise, I'll give him that. He probably told his people, how many times do I have to tell Mike yes, but that he can come on? But he hadn't told us yet. And his producer reached out as soon as we called him out on that. So I'm going to say Jimmy Kimmel is good for his word.
Well, there we go.
Hey, I like that. I like that. What's that term I used? He attacks in good faith. he is my favorite attack host out there.
Well, he said he has a soft spot in his heart for you too.
Well, you know, the thing I like is he doesn't blur it out. He even badmouths our station, says we got four people watching, and we know it's 4 million. And maybe Jimmy can get some of our audience to watch his show. He's promoting basically letting me keep hollering about our election platforms, which need to be fixed. So I think that's a good trade-off. It'll be worth going on. I know a lot of people have been saying, Mike, I put it all over social media today, and they're going, Mike, he's just going to attack you like last time. He's going to attack you. I'm going, you know what?
This is what you're fighting for.
I've had a lot worse. You know, I mean, you think of all the attacks we've had, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
That Huffington Post guy. Now, I wonder if he did his article today. He started off at the RNC convention there we had with the, and when he smarted off the second time, I don't know if we have a clip, but I prayed for all those journalists. I said, that's it. We need to pray for these guys, and we need to pray for the, I really believe, Brandon, that I think the people on the left, you call them the fake news, whatever, but I think that, you know, it's not a lot of these journalists, they don't want to actually do this and don't want to attack and stuff, but if they don't, I told you, I've actually had to tell some of them, you better attack me a little better or your boss won't print the article. It's true. We finally had a couple articles that were written from last week after the report came out that I got almost double Rana and Harmeet, doubled their totals to be RNC chair. This was a poll done by Rasmussen. So that got a lot of respect. And a lot of those journalists there that were there, they were surprised. And I'm going, hey, this is what the people want. The people have the one concern. It's not wanting Mike Lindell to run the RNC. It's wanting what I stand for, what I'm fighting for. You follow me?
Yes, absolutely.
As long as, the RNC, if they had leadership that was actually fighting for election integrity and platform, election integrity, I said, is a weak word. You've got to go, like us, we're going to come up with the election crime unit. We have to fix this. We have to fix it, or you don't have elections. All they are is selections. One of the things, I played a little joke on Fox News. They were there, Every time I went back to get in front of the cameras, they turned it off. But I walked up to the Fox News reporter, the biggest camera there, and there they are. They're all set up. And I said, yes, I'm here for my interview. And the guy looked at me and he said, Mike, I'll get in trouble. I'm sorry, I can't have you on. End quote.
Wow.
So that's kind of sad. But this is where we're at, everybody. I don't care if I get on there. It's very serious with the stuff that we're kidding about back and forth and the stuff that Jimmy always mocks is that election proof. And it's everything that we've been fighting for, the election evidence. But to add comedy to that, at least we're talking. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, at least we're talking. We're not going Fox on it, you know? I know. But the worst thing is in this country is when you go Fox on someone, when you don't even want to talk about it, or Newsmax, same thing, you know? I wonder how they like being censored now. I mean, I feel bad for Newsmax and for our country, what they just hit them up now, where AT&T, which owns DirecTV, just canceled Newsmax after they did that horrific thing, the same thing to OAN coming up on a year. This is disgusting. They're canceling what little voices out there. And, and Newsmax, he was actually a coward and didn't speak out against the machines and stuff. He got sued anyway. And they said, okay, we'll do everything right. We'll do everything right. We'll be real good. We'll be real good. We won't talk bad about the vaccine. We won't talk bad about the machines. We'll be real good. And what did it get them, Brandon?
It got them sued.
Canceled. You know, you think they're going to just not do it to cancel. You're real good for a while. And then you got these people over on YouTube. That one cracks me up. The people over on YouTube, they'll do separate. You almost have to do separate interviews. And that's what YouTube's a disaster over there, what they've done to our country by censoring people, put you in a penalty box every time you say something wrong. Now, of course, I've been kicked out of YouTube permanently. I guarantee that. Unless what? How do I get on YouTube? Look up Jimmy Kimmel, Mike Lindell. By the way, did you hear that, Brandon? I said Kimmel.
So you're promising to say his name correctly.
I told Jimmy if he has me on, I would say his last name correctly from here on in, unless I make a mistake. But it's Kimmel. I'll try and get that down. You know, it's like me trying to say wash instead of wash, you know. But it's going to be great. I just want everybody, like last time. I was able to get the word out there. He got to have his humor. It was one of his most watched shows ever. But we got to get the word out now. We got to get people to watch it. And remember everybody, even when I go on my Twitters and so on, that I got Twitter back. The thing I like about Twitter is there might be bots and trolls surrounding it, but there's also, I go on there and I reach out to people on the left, to the middle left, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want all people to hear the message. This isn't like, I don't want to be like preaching inside of a church, right? Not that we're here at Frank's Beach. You know what I mean? I mean,
right,
you're speaking
right
to the same people all the time. We want our audience.
The old saying is we don't want to just preach to the choir. We want to go beyond the choir.
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, when you're speaking inside, you're not want to speak to the choir. And not that I do that all the time, but still, and they've been great going out and then they telling other people. But, just like I was in California with all those people that have voted Democrat, liberals, and I talked to them, met with them, and man, they were just all on board with, they didn't know what a Republican or what I want to say this new Republican Party kind of that's going to be called the Common Sense Party when we get through this. I spent a lot of hours at that all last week and even before that with these 168 and educating them on what's really going on in our country, the hope that's going on. Alabama just dropped Eric, the most corrupt voter roll system ever in the history of the planet. You got great Arkansas, Cleburne County, and others now are going to come forward to get rid of the machines. You got great things going on in Missouri. You got great things going on in a lot of states, but a lot of states, like I just got a text from someone in South Dakota, they got things going on there. You wouldn't think you'd have such turmoil going on in a state like South Dakota, but it is just the establishment and the, these are Republicans and Republicans, Brandon. That's your biggest clash, it seems like, around, where Democrats are coming from, but the Democrat people are getting less and less and less. But the party that's sitting there, they're not changing. You just seen something down in Arizona, the new attorney general on the article came out today, and they were all upset. She's gonna she's attacking. Maybe you can find that. It just came out. It was very disturbing because she's going to go after the people that bring up election crime, or they're even bringing up. You know, how dare you talk about that? You could be fined or go to jail. You know, they did that in Colorado. That's what they, you know, they did that in Colorado. That's what they're doing right now. They're to Tina Peters coming up, you know. How dare you talk about, how dare you do your job, you know. So, but anyway, why don't we take some calls tonight? I've got, I know we've been waiting on that every time we get real busy. I'm gonna wait and tell y'all, but before we take calls, we're getting together a good plan with the RNC. I wanna have a plan with the Lindell Legal Offense Fund. That's where you can donate now if you wanna help out. The Lindell Legal Offense Fund. Yeah, I thought the RNC, I wanted to get them on board, get in there, and they'd address the biggest problem facing our country, which is our election platform. Ronna McDaniel did say she would work with me, but I haven't got a call yet. So we'll see what happens there. I did meet so many of the 168 that are just, they're great people, a lot of them, they're going to help out as we go state to state now. I'll be going to 3 states this week after Jimmy and working on the same thing we've been working on, and that's getting our election platforms corrected so we have fair elections. And that involves lawsuits. It involves getting laws changed back and working with the legislatures, working with the grassroots, the precinct strategy, places from the county up. If you're in your state and we haven't got to you yet, or I encourage you to go here to Frank's speech, get on Cause of America, check out Cause of America, Missouri. They have the best plan for counties ever to hand count. And it's amazing, the time studies there and everything. So if you want to get involved, go to precinctstrategy.com. You get involved immediately. We got to fill those spots. We can take back all of the corruption when you talk rhinos and stuff. If we start from the bottom up, fill these precinct spots up. That's why, and that's why they tried to stop that in South Dakota and other states. I'm hearing, Brandon, they don't like that Dan and Steve are filling those spots across our country. You know that, right?
Yes. And by the way, I found the article. Here it is, New York Times. Voter fraud unit in Arizona will shift from focus to voter rights. Chris Mays, the state's new Democrat Attorney General, is shifting gears on election issues in an office her Republican predecessor created. January 23rd, 2023 is the article. Down at the bottom it says, Ms. Mays said in a statement that she did not share the priorities of Mr. Brnovich, whom she described as being preoccupied with voter fraud despite isolated cases. So now she's going after voter suppression. And, of course, by that, most of these liberal AGs describe voter suppression as, well, those of us that say you should have an ID. You should be able to register and vote on the day of election. You know, we should now allow someone to, you know, take a ballot and go vote for somebody else or harvest ballots. That, you know, common sense legal laws are now described as voter suppression, you know?
Yeah, it's disgusting. You have to have an ID to get a bottle of cough syrup some places, and it's disgusting. But that's the Democrat AGs. We already know where they're coming from.
Right.
You mentioned Brnovich. The Attorney General of Arizona probably will go down in history as the worst Attorney General ever. Ever. I can't think of a worse one. He all the stuff that the legislatures, the Karen Fan, and everybody kept bringing him, feeding him in Arizona, he did nothing. He is the worst Attorney General I can, you know, of all the ones I've dealt with, of all the ones I've ever heard of. When you're an Attorney General and you let that what went on in Arizona and you did nothing, shame on you, Brnovich. You, as far as I'm concerned, you're right there with Alan Duke and Brad Raffensperger and Robin Voss. It's the biggest four blockers this country has ever seen to our freedoms. You've done more damage to this country than anyone. You, Robin Voss, Raffensperger, and Alan Duke, the top four. I got my top four, you know, and we can sit and easily find Democrats to make that, but you got to give these guys extra credit, at least three of them, that are Republicans, Bran, are supposed to be Republicans. You know, Alan Duke's in a class all by himself, right? By the way, he's the Facebook fact checker, everybody. Before we take calls, I want to show everybody a commercial that came out today. You might have seen it at the top of the hour. We made a new, we've been working on it for over a year now. When I heard about this fabric, this thread that is a cooling thread, a temperature regulating thread, and available here in the USA, made right here in the USA. And I thought, well, what if we came up with a fabric? Because sleep is all about temperature and height, your pillow height. And so we worked on this, and I thought, you know what? Back then, we didn't have this with my pillow, or believe me, I would have used it. So through got it all developed come December, I gave the go-ahead. My son and others had worked on it and for months, and I slept on it for about a month, and I go, this is the best. This is, I didn't think you could ever get a better pillow in history than my pillow, but we have done it with my pillow 2.0. It's the most amazing pillow in history. It took the still the patented fill of my pillow, same loft levels and everything, same sizing chart. Now you add this fabric that we developed with that temperature regulating thread, and the, you know, sleep, like I say, sleep is about adjustable height, and then you have the coolest. We've all had to flip our pillows or use or have sleep interruptions due to temperature, and you might not even know it either. Your neck needs to be in a cooler state that night to give you the great comfortable sleep. And this cover too, Brandon, is smooth. I know people have said before with my pillow, oh, I can feel the patented fill. There's few like that. Well, here you can't. It's just amazing. And so we did the commercial. I ordered the machine. We had to have a special cutting machine for this. It was a lot of money, and it took us, I don't even believe we have it yet. We had to get the company to cut them to launch this early. We have a few that we're selling now, a few thousand that we're selling now before the actual machine comes here next week. So we gave everybody a sneak preview. But here's a backstage, if Logan can tee this up. This is filming this commercial. Now, we went all in for this commercial, a full movie production like we used to do. And here we go. Why don't we run it?
Welcome to the MyPillow 2.0 commercial.
Miss makeup.
Well, you look good.
And action.
You're sleeping even better. We've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
He's a great name for a brother. Good. Cut. We got it.
Welcome to the set of the MyPillow 2.0, the most amazing pillow in history. That new technology is still the MyPillow's patented fill, but now we have new technology we didn't have back when I invented MyPillow that's going to help you sleep. It's absolutely amazing, and you're the first ones that can check it out. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code on your screen, and we brought back the buy one, get one free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a full day production. Now that's a 60 cent. We have a 60 second one. We had a longer version, but that's fine. We ran this today, or we talked about just talking about it today. Thousands have already been sold, and it's been amazing. And it couldn't come at a better time, everybody, too, because remember, Walmart canceled us this last spring, and we make all of this 100% in Minnesota at my factory there. And my employees, when they know that every pillow that comes off that line is going to help someone get the best sleep ever, it's so rewarding. And so if you have a MyPillow, you need to try the MyPillow 2.0. It's actually the best. And everyone's saying, Brandon, you can hear the media now. Mike Lindell just changes his pillow to make more money. No, we changed it because we didn't have the technology back then, so we enhanced it. If I was just going to put a different color on it, I wouldn't do it. This actually adds technology that helps people sleep. And I would think that anybody that has a product where you can improve it, where it actually manifests to something that helps people even better, what do you got? It's like when I invented my pillow in the first place, everyone goes, well, pillows have been invented. Nothing like my pillow. That's why I got a patent on it. The patented interlocking fill where you, wherever you set it, it holds. And that's the beauty of, I guess we've never hardly talked about my pillow. The, when, you know, back in the day when I had pillows piled up, down pillows, memory foam, it didn't matter. Nothing more. Down went down. You used your arm, you folded your pillow, you stacked them. Memory foam would be too hot or too high. Your neck could be like this. So I had tried every pillow out there. I go, well, why don't they invent something where you can move it and it would hold? And that's what my pillow is. And you can wash and dry. By the way, this my pillow 2.0. You can wash and dry it. 10-year warranty, same warranty. And this doesn't, that thread, it's a, that temperature regulating thread does not dissipate with washing. You can wash it, I don't care. It's covered for 10 years. And you got my 60-day money back guarantee. You can return it for any reason whatsoever. And why, how can I put all that on there? Because it works. And so anyway, that was very fun making that commercial.
That looked fun, but I have one question. Well, I have a couple questions, and I'm sure I'm not the only one after watching that 60-second spot that wants to know. What was the deal with the mustache on the mannequin?
Okay, here was the deal of that. I went into makeup, and I said, why is there a mustache there? And they were, we're doing the scene from the mirror again. Remember the mirror scene?
Right.
And with the, when we said, you're looking good. I knew you would. And I overrode that. I said, I don't know. And they go, well, we brought it in case you decided you wanted to have a mustache. Like, I go, no, you know, but the reason he showed that there is because when we were filming, They missed me in the makeup room. I wanted my camera crew to kind of follow me around the rest of the day.
Right.
You follow me?
Right.
And, you know, to follow it. And when I was in makeup, I couldn't find them. They were out doing, they were doing something else, right? So I said, I was kidding them. I said, you guys missed makeup. So they went back in there, filmed that mustache.
Well, everybody's wondering if your mustache was real or not after that.
Oh, yeah, no, it's real, trust me.
Okay, then they had a little note below a little note at about your waist level above the medicine door. What did the little note say? Don't lean on the wall or what?
Oh, no, those notes are my lines. We actually scripted lines in there, this one, like I say, this was a big production that we did, like, you know, back in the day. Even though we ad-libbed some, you still have lines that were very important that had to be put in there. And I can't, I get so wound up in the thing. I want to just be able to look down and see it and then say them. You know, for a guy that has to memorize numbers like crazy when it gets to words. Remember, Brandon, I'm the same guy that they said back when I did my first infomercial, this guy will never make it. He's the worst I've ever seen. But they're just kind of like notes. Like, you know, I actually had to do notes when I did the Diamond and Silk, for Diamond's
Memorial Service. Yeah.
There, normally I just do things off the cuff, but when it comes down to our commercials, because remember, everybody, if they don't work, if they don't break even there, we can't run them. So this one was very expensive to make. And, you know, it's just like a Hollywood movie set. You've seen all them cameras.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably 50 people there. They're everywhere, and doing, each one's got a different assignment. And I've gotten used to it over the years, but I'm going, one guy just to do this, one guy just to do that. But when movie crews and commercial outfits found out, if you didn't have those assigned, you wasted. It sounds like it's more expensive that way, but in reality, you get there and you don't have let's make a deal. You don't have a paperclip in wardrobe, or you don't have this in wardrobe, or you don't, you know, that's just one department, you know, or you, all of a sudden you got a camera and you need a lens from a different shot and you don't have it. You know what I mean? Or someone
right.
in charge of that. So it's very, I've been on the set making movies and I've been on commercials. They're very, very similar.
Well, it looked like a blast. All right, let's take some calls. 901 316-8404 is the number. 901-316-8404. 901-316-8404. And that's the number. Get on board, guys. As soon as you have someone, let me know what your question, thoughts, or comments for Mike Lindell on any of these topics we've discussed tonight.
And I want to quick say before we do that, you guys, use the promo code. You can use that one from our show here, L77 right now. You can get the buy one, get one free, MyPillow 2.0. You can go to the website right now, or you can wait till Brandon's show starts here after mine.
That's awfully nice of you, Mike, but support Mike's cause, L77. Use the promo code L77.
Brandon, I meant in between shows. You know what I meant.
Right. I know. By the way, while I'm stalling while they, here we go, get the first phone calls. So here we are in the Mid-South, you know, running Lindell TV. And so this is kind of typical for the Mid-South, though. They're saying, of course, the folks in Minnesota are going to laugh, but they're predicting maybe a quarter inch to half an inch of ice tonight. And so literally at the grocery stores, I just got a report here in the Mid-South, the lines are going to the back of the store. All the lines are full, going back to the end of the store, because there is not yet one drop of ice, but there is the threat of a quarter inch to half an inch of ice, which means you'll go into blackout, which sometimes can last and has lasted here in the Mid-South up to 3 weeks in the dark.
Are you kidding? Wow.
No, last winter, right, some folks in the Mid-South were out for 3 weeks.
Wow.
But rest assured, amazing. Here at Lindell TV, we have a big generator. We're going to keep going.
Right on. Absolutely. Hey, I want to say, everybody, because I just realized now, I know I've reported on Bannon a little bit this morning, and Emerald Robinson, everybody. I'm going to have a full report with the RNC later in the week, but I do want to tell you this. I want to thank you all for that, you know, all of you out there that sent in to the 168 emails and everything. They said everybody was so cordial. They said everybody was amazing. They said it was just like even on the Rasmussen report when they came out, and I doubled both of them. But all the supporters, now they're upset, of course. They're very upset with the 168. But going in, it was you know, Mike will do this, this, and this. And it wasn't any mudslinging stuff that was going on in typical politics. And that's another thing, too, I think, you know, when we get through all this and we got, you know, this party becomes the party of common sense, I think all politicians should learn from it. We should have... Maybe it'll manifest into different kind of campaigns. You'll say, hey, what? This is what we're actually can do, and what will it manifest to? And maybe we'll have promises that will be kept by all politicians. But I guess that, hey, God can do miracles, right, Brandon?
That's exactly right. All right, 901-316-8404, your first comment and or question for Mike Lindell, who will be leaving in a matter of minutes as he checks his clock, headed to the airport to go to California to be on Jimmy Kimmel. Live tomorrow night. Let's go to Brandon in Florida, line one. Brandon, you're on with Mike Lindell.
Yeah, it's Brian there, Brandon.
Well, I'm sorry to the guys in the control room. It's Brian, not Brandon.
Yeah, you're good. I want to thank you guys for all you do. And Mike, I just wanted to mention something. If you need help getting your word out, if you just make this one phone call to me, and talk to me sometime when you get a break, I know I can help you. And that's about all I've got right now.
Okay, leave your number with the guys in the control room, and we'll shoot you a call back.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for your work.
Thank you, Brian. Sorry we got your name wrong.
Hey, maybe he's got Elon Musk's number there to call.
We do need Elon Musk's number, don't we? We absolutely do.
We need him to reach out to us, that's for sure.
All right, 901-316-8404, 901-316-8404 is the number. Question and or comment for Mike Lindell. All right, 901-316-8404. Oh, you text me the rest? I'm like, where are the calls? They're namely are flooding in here. Okay, they put me on another thread. Here we go. You have me nervous. I'm like, how am I going to fill time here? That's not like our people. They're always calling in. I was looking for some articles. I was looking for some articles to talk to you about, but they put all the callers on a different thread. Here we go. Line two, Teresa from Texas. Teresa, you're on with Mike Lindell, Teresa.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And I won't even correct you that my name is Therese, but that's all right.
Oh, my word. The guys in the control room are not doing good with the names tonight.
That's all my life. That's okay. Most Thereses. Anyway, Mike, you are amazing. I'm one of your biggest supporters. I sent out over 100 emails to the folks out there in the RNC. I really hoped that you would win. We need a patriot in there. Now, I don't have kids, but I cry for our country. I've been miserable since the stolen election. And I support you. I don't have money, but I buy my pillows and my sheets. And God love you. You're going to be, they're going to make some kind of statue to Mike Lindell in the future. I met you at a couple places. I met you at CPAC Dallas, and I had you autograph your book at The Reckoning in Mesquite. And I love you, man, and I pray for you all the time. And I really hope and pray that we get our country back, because this is a sad time for us. And I'm ignoring Trump now because he didn't even support you, and I'm mad at him right now. But anyway, that's my deal.
You don't need to be mad at him. He just didn't endorse anybody. But I want to bring you some hope, and don't feel hopeless. We're in the best time in history to be alive. All this had to happen on God's timing. Just the way it is, even the bad things. If you read my book, and I don't know if you've read it, if you read my book, I wouldn't change one thing in my life if it's not to where I'm at right now. Everything that happened to me, I look back and go, whoa, if that didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I'm at now. And the way I look at this, all the things that are happening when we get to this great place out here, we're going to look back and go, whoa, that even had to happen, even that bad thing. So people, just like I was in California, those people that had voted Democrat and they were on the left, and now they've come to the middle, or they come to at least away from there, going, hey, there's got to be a better solution. And then you have many, many people, millions, I believe, that were in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history, that are looking for hope. So where are they going to go? LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, everybody. Logan, put that up there for a minute or two. The LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's free, everybody. It's free. And by the way, I've seen that too. Everyone's asked me on that, how can I help out your Lindell Recovery Network? Well, there is a donate button, but it's way down at the bottom. I don't stick it out front and center. I want the, you know, people that go there that are hopeless and addiction, they know this isn't a money-making thing. I have millions of dollars into that, and it's free. It's absolutely free. So, but thank you so much for your support, and we'll get through all this.
Excellent.
Amazing.
Therese, hang in there, Therese. Hang in there. Let's see who else we got here. Let's see. Oh, by the way, Zachary is texting me. He's quite excited. Apparently, you're going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night.
Yeah, tell him not to call me. I think I'm upset with him for something or other. All right, you know what? Tell him to call me. He can do a hit job tonight. He'll get good advertising for going on Jimmy.
All right.
Zach, give me a call, but wait till I'm off air, will you?
Okay, I'll tell him if he doesn't hear it. But I think he's watching because he's texting me. Let's go to...
Yeah. Zach, you can do a hit job tonight. I'll even tell you what to write, because I definitely want you to write something that gets the word out for me being in that claw game.
Yeah.
So
help out Mike tonight, Zach. Here we go. Line three, Carl in Florida. Line three, Carl, you're on with Mike Lindell. Carl.
Hi, Brandon. Hi, Mr. Lindell.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask about the subpoenas regarding the Dennis Montgomery lawsuit, and whether or not those guys answered, and what your next step would be. if they don't, and also I can't really think about any other problems with that. And I did want to say that I really admire what you do, Mike. You're an inspiration, and you take the hits and you keep on going. So thank you for everything you do, and God bless you, and I look forward to hearing some good news. Thank you, sir.
Yep. And thank you. And I think what we're going to do, Brandon, going forward, we're going to make Wednesday nights the night where we're going to give the Hope reports, the reports of the lawsuits and how things are going. And the Dennis Montgomery one, we're going to report on every Wednesday. He makes a very good question there, because those guys have not showed up. They've already missed one, I believe. That's Negroponte, James Baker, Brennan, Clapper, all of them that we subpoenaed. They're all going, we ain't coming. We're not coming. I don't know how people can do that, Brandon. If we get subpoenaed, we got to show up, don't we?
Exactly.
I don't know why some people don't have to, but I'm going to check with the lawyers. I've been very busy the last 8 days. I know one of the reports we're getting ready for the judge in Nevada. The person had a death in his family, and our prayers go out to him. And he just is getting back, I believe, tomorrow. And so we should hopefully have all these, the last reports done by the end of the week. And then we're going to be bringing that before the judge. And then also, I'm going to be going around again and talking to attorney generals again, because this was an invasion. This was an attack by China. 100%. China was involved. Remember, I said it to everybody. CCP, Uniparty, Deep State, Globalists, all together. And here comes a fifth group, the Democrats. So you got five.
Let's go. Lori, line one, Lori from South Carolina. Hi, Lori. You're on with Mike Lindell.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Lindell, I just absolutely love your show. I never miss it. And anyway, I'm going to babble here for a minute. A couple of things I want to say before I ask my question. Is there any group or one person that can clean up the voter rolls? That's one way that they cheat, is using the voter rolls.
Right.
And get those cleaned up, and they won't be able to steal no names off of them. And anyway, my main question is, on these elections, now who decides how the election's going to be run? Is it by the county that decides it, or is it the state that runs the elections?
Is that you got two questions there? Is there another one, or otherwise I can answer both? Those are both. Those are both great questions. I'll answer the last one first. I'm going to do the first one first. The things with the voter rolls. There are many groups across our country and many individuals doing that. I have what's called the Cause of America. And we're like a hub of a wheel dealing with every single state. So I know any groups that are doing this good over here or this over here. The state of Alabama just, I believe it was 10 days ago, they dropped Eric. Maybe Brandon, you could find an article on there, but they dropped Eric. They got rid of Eric. Remember, Louisiana was the first one to get rid of Eric. Those are the crooked voter roll system. It's another computer. But you bring up another thing, even the ones that don't have Eric, every single state has hundreds of thousands of people on their dirty voter rolls. There is not one state that has clean voter rolls. And that can be people that have, like, I went down to Alabama, and here's the difference of a Secretary of State. Now I'm going to answer your second part of the question. A lot of states are Secretary of State down, means the Secretary of State has all the power, okay? That would be Louisiana. Down there, Kyle Ardoin, we thought he was great, and he says, our elections, I'm going to help. We'll find out, because I'm going to go to Kyle
in the next couple of weeks, because Kyle would not give up the cast vote records there, and he's stopping the people there, the grassroots and other people. He's been kind of a blocker. He has been a blocker, and I've been all kinds of complaints. And I went down there, and he made it look like he was looking into getting rid of these machines. And so we'll see what happens there. But then most of the states are like an Arkansas or a Missouri or a Minnesota, many of these states, where it's the county up. And in that county, they have the right to go, we don't want those machines. We want paper ballots. That's it, hand counted. And if they need a little pressure on them, all you do, you can reach out to us at Cause of America. And we've already done the canvassing. So let's say it's my county in Carver, Minnesota, and Carver County, Minnesota. And I go, and we go up to the county commission. We say, hey, we want to get rid of these machines. Look at all the people that voted in our county that don't live here. Hundreds. And then you go out and you say, wait a minute, 8 people voted from this one house, and it's a single bedroom house. And you go there and you find out there's only one person living there. 9 of them live out of state, or they have passed away. Remember, we brought to Alabama, we brought the Secretary of State there, 4,600 people on their voter rolls that were over 110 years old, and that voted, or that says they voted. It said John, the machines say they voted, and John Merrill said, we live pretty good here in Alabama, don't we, Mike? But my point being is, That's a problem when you have Secretary of State down, you get answered like John Merrill. But when you go the county up, now after you find this and you have this evidence in your county, there's been a crime committed. People voted in your county that don't live there. And you can bring it right to your sheriff and say, hey, we don't want those machines. He can order them gone. The county clerk can say, we don't want them. They can vote on it. They're getting voted out. We've already got probably 100 counties committed to be machine free. And I hope to have every single one of the 3,000 some counties machine free by the 2024 election. So, and you can learn all this and go to Frank's Speech here. I encourage everyone to get the Frank's Speech app, look up Cause of America, search it here at Frank's Speech, Missouri. Cause of America, Missouri. The most in-depth replacement for the machines with paper ballots there ever was. Time study everything. If your county clerk goes, well, we can't get these counted in time. Look at page 33 here. Boom. It's faster than the machines. Look how long it takes with machines nowadays, Brandon. Look at Carrie Lake in the primaries. Took 3 days to count the last few ballots. That's
kind of weird. And I did find an article in the Federalist here. Alabama withdraws from Democrat operative-controlled voter registration database. So there you go.
Right. That thing's called ERIC, everybody. The most corrupt computer system ever in history. It was supposed to be the Democrats snuck it in, said, oh, this is going to clean up voter rolls. It added to them. I mean, you have Wisconsin. I'm going to tell you about Wisconsin. They have 7,400,000 people on their voter rolls. Now, let me tell you, if every registered voter that was eligible to register, if every one of them registered, it's just over 4 million. Why do you have 3 million plus names still sitting there that don't live in Wisconsin or are deceased? I mean, this is crazy. Duplicate names. It's unbelievable. The great Secretary of State in Missouri, he's working hard. There are a lot of politicians doing hard work on this too. He's working hard down there. He's looked at the ERIC system, and he said, I can say this because the media attacked him for meeting with the grassroots and myself. And one of the things he said was, you know, another reason to clean these voter rolls, a lot of people don't even know if they're a college student, they live somewhere, but they go to college in another state, they're confused as to where they vote, Brandon. And you can bet you that if they live in Michigan or a state like that, they're going to get a ballot whether they live there or not.
Wow. Let's go to Tom. Tom in New York. You're on with Mike Lindell, Tom.
Hey, great, Mike. Thank you very much for everything you do. I've got every single pillow and silk sheets. And I, I've got everything. Hey, listen, they keep sending our money over to Ukraine, and yet nobody has explained to us, the American charge card holders, just exactly what we're buying and what the game plan is. How can we get that brought before Congress or just brought to talk to the people? Let's hear something from someone. Thank you for your time. I'll hang up.
Yeah, I don't know anything that's going on over there, and I'm going to tell you, maybe Brandon does, but I know absolutely nothing because I am hyper-focused on one thing, and that's getting rid of the voting machines, saving our country. If we don't have elections, none of this matters. It doesn't matter how much money's spent here. Doesn't matter the prices of anything. Nothing matters. And if we don't have elections, we're all skip right over socialism to communism. I would say that whole war, if I had to say, it's a big deflection on everything else going on. Brandon, what's your opinion on what's
well,
going
we,
on?
Well, the latest reports are that we have sent over $50 billion, $50 billion in assistance to Ukraine. I'm not sure that that includes everything that we have sent in regards to military equipment as well. And now we're sending more tanks. The biggest issue to me, Mike, is that we seem to be trying, the globalists, the elitists, the money-powered, seem to be trying to push for World War III. They seem to be trying to do everything they can to provoke Putin and not de-escalate, but to escalate this thing. The problem is, according to numerous reports, as we have reported here on Lindell TV and the Worldview Report, we have sent such armaments over there that we cannot restock ours fast enough. A new report last week shows that if war broke out with China, we don't have everything we need because we have sent it to Ukraine. And so we've got a real problem with what is doing, you know, what is in the best interest of securing our national security. We're concerned apparently about Ukraine's border while ours is wide open. And last week it came out that known people on the terrorist watch list had been captured at the border. Well, what about all those that haven't been captured? So again, there are many people that feel for the folks of Ukraine. I had one here at the desk a month or two ago. We feel for the people of Ukraine. We feel for the many Christians that are being persecuted over there and are finding their churches without water and their people without food and electricity. We feel for them. But it seems as though the power people over here, Mike, are trying to push us to World War III. And not only with Russia, we now have a four-star general whose memo was leaked last week warning the men under his command to prepare for war with China in the next 24 months. America cannot fight a two-theater war. We have depleted our systems, and we can't do it.
This is why it's so important, everybody, that the Dennis Montgomery case gets to the Supreme Court. It shows 100% China intrusion into our 2020 election. 100%, not 1%, 100%. Well, when you can take a country without firing a shot, Brandon, you don't think that, you know, they're going to let this play out. The problem is, I think they're sensing that we're not giving up over here. We're not just going to hand over our country like Venezuela did, or like Brazil still fighting down there for Brazil when they took it from Bolsonaro with Lula down there. Remember, everybody, over 50 countries have been taken by the electronic voting machines. Go down to Australia, you don't get your country back. It's over. The electronic voting machines, these computers cannot be used in election. And Brandon, I think if, you know, we get one more shot, this shot that God's given us grace here, to get rid of enough. President Trump said it the other day. I said it at Diamond's memorial. He said, you know, he says, we got to get enough fair elections. We got to get enough of this fair and overrun all the cheating, even the computers, and overrun it in this next election. And then he said, when he's back in power, he's going to completely get rid of the machines and get the election platforms. That would be number one, because everything stems from a stolen election. You fix the playing field you're playing on. You know, I kind of said it the other day. Can you imagine? You got two football teams, and one of them has to play going uphill the whole game at a 45-degree angle. The other ones get to play going running downhill. That's probably not even a good example. You cannot outvote a machine, everybody. You just can't do it. They got this much ding. You got this much ding. And they'll just find a different way with these computers like they did in Arizona with the Carrie Lake cheat down there. Instead of, we told everybody to vote same day. What did they do? So they, because it's harder for them to cheat. What did they do? They just shut down the machine, 60% of them. Put the ballot in the box, 300,000 of them never went through a chain of custody. Brandon, you might want to see that. Anyone that wants to look all over social media, Carrie Lake did an amazing rally, and we took pieces of it and put it all over the True Social, Frank Social, all over. So if you want to watch that, everybody, she just laid it out there, all the things we have in our court case, the appeal this week. So it's pretty interesting.
Excellent. All right, so let's try one more caller, squeeze them in here. Trish from Florida, line three. Trish, thanks for calling in tonight, Trish.
Yes, this is me.
Hi.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Brandon.
Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
And I just, somebody who just went through the hurricane in Southwest Florida and saw a lot of tragedy. And we're pretty tough down here, and we're, quite a bit of elderly, but we do have a mixed group now, and people are waking up down here. All this whole area, actually, anyone you talk to, they all are aware of what's going on and everything you guys talk about, just about all of them. We still need to get the word out. I'm thinking maybe some billboards that's a frank speech help save the country would be a good thing. But I also am all for citizens' ID. I think that they're the ones that are repressing the vote by insulting people, telling them they can't get IDs. People have always gotten IDs. You need ID for everything.
Right.
And, I'm touching on a few topics. I do love my President Trump, but I do need my president to come out and talk about the jabs. I will tell you through just listening to different reports, I believe that the formula was changed, and there is a patent in the patent office that was changed, and different things were added to it in August of 2020. So do your own research, like you say, don't take my word. Everybody has to do their own research. It's out there. I believe most everything you guys do tell to the world has you back it up, where we don't see that on the mainstream media, what we call the communist box that's been put in each of our houses now.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you, right. Trish. Thank you, Trish.
I want to thank you, and I want to quick say something. I got to go. I was down in Florida there with the hurricanes with giving pillows and blankets and everything. The people, there were just lines of these dikes of their physical products that everybody had lost, especially in the one Hispanic community. And all of them came up, and they were so hopeful that we could save our country, because, Brandon, if you save the American dream, you can get those physical possessions back. That's what we got here. And they were more worried about that we were turning into countries that they had come from that were already lost, and they don't want our country to be like that. So God bless you, everybody. I got to go. Well, Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night, everybody. Jimmy Kimmel. I'll be on there, and check it out. I'll be inside
of a
clock.
Did you say Kimmel or Kimmel?
Kimmel.
You got a flight to practice. You got one flight to practice.
Yeah, I got one flight. That's right. All right, we'll see y'all. Thanks.
Mike Lindell checking in. Get a watch party going tomorrow night. And again, use the promo code L77 for the MyPillow code 2.0. That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Hello.